station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, January 2nd, 2013.
I know, craziness. Yeah,
the first show of the year, which means we're celebrating 1 year anniversary today.
Yay!
Do you believe it?
Where's my cake?
Where's, you know what? I didn't do anything because I thought maybe we should wait for the third, you know, since that was the official day.
Oh, okay.
But that was the first day of the year last year, you know.
I was like, I should get, second. You know, a gluten-free pie.
Really?
Or gluten-free
okay.
cake. Okay.
And
something.
What do I get? I get a cake too, huh?
I guess so.
Okay. I know, we'll have to do something. I didn't know what the hell to do for an anniversary, you know.
Lollipops work. Actually, you know what would really work? Candied apples.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yum.
Or cupcakes and muffins and things
as
like that.
As long as
too.
They were gluten-free.
Gluten-free.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. We'll have to remember that.
Then that sounds good.
Yeah. Are there like restaurants that are specifically gluten-free? Or
there are.
They just have like parts of the menu and stuff.
There are. If you look across the street, our little cafe there, they've got those crack cookies I told you about. Gluten-free crack cookies.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
Really?
A lot of stores sell gluten-free options.
So more people are aware of
yeah.
it now.
Yeah. Like Alcove Bakery. You know, like Alcove? You've heard of Alcove or Aroma. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's always options.
I know Aroma, yeah.
I love Aroma.
Aroma's cool. So the one here on Tahunga? Is that
yeah.
the one you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
It's cool to have breakfast there on a Sunday
oh,
or something.
Oh, my God. Right? It's like my favorite place in the world.
Yeah.
yeah.
It's like a little place. There's always a line outside
yeah.
on Sundays. But it's still worth it. You know, you stand in line, then you sit like in the garden
yep.
and you eat. And
for those that don't know, it's like a little house, like
yeah.
a little cottage. And it's a really quiet, quaint little street with different like cottagey type of like there's not really any other restaurants. Maybe like two other restaurants and a bunch
right.
of other shops. Like
shops, small shops.
Yeah.
And, stuff,
and
right.
it's like alternative stuff. So it's like a lot of candles and like healing stuff, maybe a spa. Like
right.
it's cool. I love that area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool. And they have like a little bookstore inside the house.
They
yeah.
and there's no more bookstore.
Oh, really?
I know, which was exciting when I was there because it was like 75% off everything. I'm like, okay, let's go crazy.
Oh, really? Is that how it was?
Yeah. Well, oh, now it's now they had so much lines and everything because the place has a lot of seating. But there was a bookstore in the back, which was really cute with all kinds of trinkets. And actually, that's how I discovered Energy Muse, the
uh-huh.
healing jewelry, because they were there.
Right.
So, anyway, I know. So, but the shop closed down because they had an over-demand for seating.
Oh,
so
okay.
they turned that whole area into part of the restaurant.
Right. So they yeah. added tables and stuff. That must yeah. have been pretty recent.
It was, I'd say, well, it was about probably like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
In the past
yeah, I
six
think
months.
I haven't been there that long.
Yeah.
yeah.
I know. Time flies.
Yeah,
speaking
it's a
of
cool
which,
place, yeah.
How was your holiday?
My holiday was cool, you know, relaxing and stuff, and I'm sure not as wild as yours.
It was relaxing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, you know, but I didn't get a chance to be a little hero. I was driving down the street, in fact, here, Woodman and Ventura Boulevard, uh-huh. which is a busy intersection.
Mm-hmm.
So I was stopped at the light. And, you know, just whatever, you know, just focusing on something else. Then I turn left, and I see this car turning right, hitting this girl and her dog, and they're flying
Stop
in the
it.
Air.
No.
Flying into the air. I'm like, oh, my God. So I got out of my car yeah. in the middle of the street, ran over there. A couple people also uh-huh. got out of their cars and checked her out, and she was screaming. And
wow.
But she only... probably broke her leg, not even cracked, I don't think, because it looked fine, you know. But she was just crying. She was worried about her dog. Her dog was fine. She had like a little dog,
oh,
like
gosh.
A little toy dog. And Yeah, so she was like freaking out and stuff, but she was in shock, you could tell, you know. Yeah. But I was so relieved. There was no blood. There was no broken anything.
Thank
you know?
Goodness.
I was so sure. I mean, this is like watching it in the movie,
right.
You know?
Did the car stop?
Where a car hits. Yeah.
The car stopped.
Yeah, so and then he pulled over and stuff. So.
Did they exchange info just in case?
Well, a friend of hers, she had somebody call a friend, so he came over. The police came and paramedics and everything. So. You know, and then I'm realizing, shit, I left my car in the middle of the street, you know, traffic is trying to move. So I ran back and stuff. But, you know, you don't think about these things when it happens.
No,
you know,
you don't.
Just your first instinct is like, what the fuck, you know, let me see what's going on, you know.
Wow.
So I didn't really help much, but, you know, we helped her. Well, we didn't really help her. We didn't want to touch her.
Yeah, you
know?
You don't want to ever touch.
People don't, you know, but we asked her to move over to the sidewalk and stuff. So. Because she was like in the middle of the street.
Yeah. As long as she can get up and walk, then you don't want to move them.
Right.
But, wow.
But, you know, I mean, the thing is this, is that, you know, you can't necessarily blame the driver for all of it. Because just think of how many pedestrians cross the street without looking at all.
I know,
I don't know how people can put their lives in a driver's hands when, you know, you cross the street, you got to watch it. Well, I don't know. I mean, the thing is, you got to
walk. Was it a cross light? Or was she just walking?
She was no, it was like a... turn right on. No, actually, he had a green. He had a green.
So she just went.
So that, no, but that means that she could cross because she was on the other street.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, so he was turning right and she just jumped off the sidewalk, I guess. I don't know. But the thing is, when I do this, I never cross until I actually lock eyes with the driver.
Right.
You know, to make sure they see you. Because otherwise, man, there's a million things that are going on.
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
And for people just like to walk across the street, I mean, jump into the street without looking, without anything, it's like risking your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't know whose fault it was. It doesn't really matter. The thing is that everybody was fine. So
technically, it would be his fault because even though the light was green, if she has a walk signal, she has a right of way. And as a driver to turn right, you have to stop first before you turn.
Right.
So he clearly didn't stop fully or he just went without looking.
Right, yeah.
So,
You have to do that on green light as well, right? You have to watch the intersection.
If you're turning,
Because that's when they actually cross
they're
the street.
They're allowed, so it's not her fault. You just go on walk.
Right.
She's not thinking. She's like, I'm walking straight. I'm going on walk.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. So it's not a question of fault, because if she'd been dead, it doesn't really matter.
Right.
You know, so the thing is, it's just you gotta walk defensively, just like you drive defensively.
You know, I will say that I was in Burbank, and... excuse me, geez. I was in Burbank, and I was crossing the street, and... I looked both ways, and that's actually going to make me sound mad. I was going to court to pay a ticket. Like, I was walking in to pay this ticket.
Uh-huh.
This is like a year or two ago. And I was walking straight, and it was my turn to go, and a car, like, I looked. Came zooming down, hit me, but I knew how to roll, so I actually jumped up on the car because I saw it, and I'm like, well, I don't know what to do. So I jumped on the car and rolled across it, and then I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I was so mad. I went ballistic on the driver. Yeah. I'm like, you better take off because I'm going to start kicking your car. I'm so mad right now. But it was like a shock thing, but it was like instant reaction.
Yeah.
But yeah, so even in that defense, I did look. It just came zooming out of nowhere, like,
that's
that fast. Because I saw it, like, you know, kind of turn the corner, and I was like, nah, they're going to stop.
Yeah. Pedestrians always have the right of way. It doesn't really matter. Even if they cross the street, you know, and jaywalking and shit, you know. You can't run someone over because they're not paying attention.
Talk about crazy. I was in, Portland, I guess. It was like probably three years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking at this gas station, talking to someone there, and I look across the street, and I literally see this happening because I'm talking to the guy, and behind his head is what's going on. So diagonal, there's a, believe it or not, it's an insurance and lawyer shop on the corner, and I see this couple crossing the street, and this car come zooming in, hit the people crossing the street, and crash into the insurance and law office.
Wow.
Straight through the window. No joke. The building actually like started to fall on it, and I'm like, oh my God.
Wow.
So I pushed the guy. I was like, I'm running. So I ran into the building. People are like screaming, panicking. There's like, you know, stuff from the ceiling falling everywhere. And I'm like, okay, get out, you know?
Right.
And because I used to work in search and rescue, so I was like, okay, I'm going to run in. Like, just an idiot. Like, who does that? But I ran in, and the lady, it was an old lady in the car, and the people that she wound up hitting, like, I think they hurt their leg or something, and there was a kid, too, which was, he was fine.
Mm.
But the lady, the whole building was, like, collapsing on the car, and I was like, I'm not opening your car door, because if you do, it might like destabilize the car that's holding the building up, and right. you're going to be crushed. So, and the people are just standing around. I'm like, somebody call 911. Did anyone even call 911? You guys right. are idiots. You're just standing around like, oh my God, duh. I'm like, yeah. people just don't know how to react to the situation.
I know.
So like, if I wasn't there, I mean, they would have just been standing around for I don't know how long. Yeah. So I'm like, oh my God, call 911.
Yeah.
So I'm like screaming, telling everyone what to do. And I told the lady in the car, I'm like, if you can move your legs, I would climb through your window.
Mm.
yeah, very carefully.
You would open the door, yeah.
But then looking at her, she was so heavy, I don't think she could fit through the window. So it was like, but I mean, this is a law office, and they're just standing around like an insurance.
Yeah.
Duh. What? Duh. I'm like, you guys are such
Well, they're probably in shock. You know, what the fuck happened?
I know, but it's like, think quick. Your right. building is going
to
collapse.
No, you have to. You have to.
You know, like, this is retarded. Yeah. Anyway.
People are fucked, man.
People are just, yeah.
So how was your weekend? Where did you go? Tell
us
all about
it. I went to Lake Tahoe for the first time.
Wow.
And yes, it was so beautiful.
And you were driving there?
Drove there, yes.
Was there a lot of snow on the way and stuff?
Not really. The roads are really clear. I mean, they got dumped on. They had about, I guess, 5 feet of snow about. Mm. And it was flurrying the whole time we were there. So they got maybe a couple other inches of, you know, snow maybe while we were there. Just like
Right. But the roads were okay.
The roads were fine.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Cool.
I mean, there was a little icy, I guess, like, I mean, that's all we heard and when we were crossing. But
right.
yeah, it was fine.
Yeah. So how long a drive is it to Tahoe?
It was about, oh gosh, I guess like 8 hours, 9 hours.
Really? Wow.
Something like that. Yeah. I don't know.
Time I would die in the car for
time
8 hours.
Time kind of flew. I'm in good company.
Yeah, that's true, I guess. Yeah.
yeah.
You make the best of it, I guess.
We had dance parties. No, I'm kidding. No,
okay,
it was
so
fun.
You got to Tahoe. How was the weather there? Was it nice?
It was cold.
Yeah.
Really cold. Yeah, I think it was like, it kept saying like it was 9 degrees.
Really?
Like one day and then like, I don't know, 27 another day or something like that. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, we had like 45 and we felt it was extremely cold.
Oh, it was really cold. Yeah. But I didn't hurt anything. Of course,
yeah.
I was really, you know, like I was such a nerd. Like I was very careful skiing because I'm like, all right, I'm going to be careful this time. Because I am already kind of sort of in.
Yeah, duh. I mean, your foot is still not 100%, I'm sure.
But I was like, you know, it was actually funny. It was the first time I was like not like fearless. Like,
really?
Like,
and it's interesting because I think, don't you have to use your ankles a lot when you ski?
So, I mean, it's more on your knees, I'd
yeah.
say, depending. Mm. Yeah, it's more your knees more than anything.
Okay, so you didn't feel your leg or anything?
A little bit.
Hurting?
I mean, you're strapped into a boot, so
right.
you're not your ankles
That's
aren't
true.
Supposed to move.
Right.
If they're moving, then your boot's too loose.
Right.
Which mine were too tight, but it's another story.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was fun. It was really a lot of fun.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So did you go on the steep slopes or what slopes did you go on?
Duh.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Why am I asking?
I mean. Otherwise it's boring and it's like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Not that I was like going that fast because I really wasn't. I was like super slowpoke, slow because I was so being careful. And then like, then I had this weird feeling that something was going to happen mm-hmm. like the last day or was it or maybe the last 2 days, the last day. And so I was like, okay, now I'm not doing anything. Mm-hmm. Now I'm literally just going down the mountain.
Right.
I don't know what it was. It was like this overwhelming, crazy, weird feeling that I was like, okay, I just have to be really careful.
Wow.
No, no.
Hold on, we have a phone call. Good morning, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Sam. Hey, Brigetta. How's it going, guys?
Hey.
Oh, I recognize the voice. Jesse.
Happy New Year.
You know, you're a longtime fan. Jesse, what's up? How you guys doing?
Good. We haven't heard from you in so long, Jesse.
I know.
How you doing?
It's been
a whole year.
Yeah, that's true. Huh? But
yeah,
Jesse still listens.
I just had a call in because I know your guys' one-year anniversary show is coming up, I think, today
right.
or tomorrow, right?
Yeah, we're actually celebrating it today because it's the first show of the year, and that's the way it was last year.
But it was January 3rd last year.
Yeah. That was the first time Brigetta came in here, and I actually replayed that show over the holiday.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I was listening to it. It was so cool, you know, because we didn't know each other yet.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So it was funny. And we started to find out everything about you, and then eventually we realized that that's part of your life. You
I'm
know?
Just a numbnut.
Yeah.
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 So I want to call in and wish you guys a happy one-year anniversary on the show because yeah, that's when I became a fan of the show. I started listening to it when Brigetta joined because I remember, you know, I've been following her on Twitter for a while, and I remember she said, oh, I'm going to be on LA Talk Radio co-hosting this radio show, Sam in the Morning, and I never heard the show before, so I was like, well, let me check it out and see how it is. Yeah. And I started listening in, and I've been a loyal fan of the show. I pretty much listen in every day since then. So.
Oh, you're awesome. Thank you,
Jesse. You're really awesome, man.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that's how you discovered us. So you were a fan of Bridgetta. And
I've been a fan of Bridgetta since, I don't know, since when she was on that Project My World show.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like 07, 08, something like that.
Yeah.
So it's been quite a long time.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I've been a huge Bridgetta fan, and I followed her throughout the different stuff that she's done. And when she started co-hosting with you on this show, I started listening in, and I just kind of got hooked. And now I listen to you guys every morning and kind of start my day off, you know, on the right way. And
awesome.
It's just, you know, I just enjoy the show. I love the, you know, topics and everything you guys talk about. Always very interesting and, you know, very cool.
Awesome,
man. You're so awesome. Thank you so much.
And Jesse does tend to follow a lot of hot chicks. He constantly posts chicks on the...
He just knows everybody.
Pictures on Facebook and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's just on Facebook. I post pictures of,
of the girls you're crazy about.
Yeah, friends that I have on there or other pages of chicks on there or whatever. I'm like, that picture's pretty cool. I'm gonna post it or share it, whatever. But I was just gonna ask because I don't think I ever really found out. I was gonna ask you, Sam, how did it come about? How did you end up deciding to choose Bridgetta as your co-host? Like, how did you come to find out about her?
Well, we sort of connected and everything, but I didn't really know her, you know. And then she came in once, and we talked for a few minutes, and she seemed perfect, you know. So I asked her to come in, and, you know, after that first day, I felt, wow, you know, she's going to be an incredible co-host.
It was like my test run. I had to do a test show to see how it went, and I got graded on it. Was my report kind of good?
Right.
No, I'm kidding. But, I had to do, like, an audition-type show.
Yeah,
so.
No, she was perfect, the perfect time and everything. So, and it worked out great, you know. I mean, I think we have great chemistry, and people constantly tell us how great the show is. So, you know, and we're excited to do it. We're happy to come here every day and stuff. So, it's just, it's fun to know that people actually are entertained and listen to us and so forth, you know. And
definitely.
Yeah, and the show's
got. Well, you made a wise decision choosing her.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. And and I'm really grateful to her for joining us and everything. You know, I mean.
Definitely.
It's cool.
Well, you guys have a great rest of the show, rest of your morning, and I'll continue to keep listening in. And happy anniversary to you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jesse.
Happy New Year.
Yes, and thanks for being a loyal listener, man.
Yeah.
Happy New Year to you guys too. Bye bye.
Bye.
Oh, he's so sweet.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I know Jesse's cool. He always writes to me and stuff. So.
Oh, he's really cool.
It's nice to know people are into you and stuff. You know, it's like. You're making a difference
right.
in people's lives, you know.
I know, it's funny. People start writing on my, like, Facebook. Like, I get messages like, when are you back on? I'm soon.
Yeah.
But I'm done having fun.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we had enough vacation, you know. What the hell? But we will be taking off for about a couple weeks at the end of this month.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So you can plan.
You can make plans.
Yeah, I'm going to be away for about 2 weeks. And... So, this will give you an opportunity
to go
crazy. January 22nd.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you come back when?
February 5th, I think. Something like that.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I wanted to go for less time, but, you know, all the flights were booked and everything.
Right.
So, so that'll be good. I'll be going to visit my parents and stuff who are getting older. And
cool.
Yeah, you have to do that. You know? You just have to. And I do miss them, you know.
Yeah.
I do miss them. You know, they get older and they're more needy and stuff, you know. And, you know, when they're not nearby, it's sort of like stressful. But, yeah, so that's that. But, you know, I mean, we have fun, and that's the important thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, how was Tahoe? I mean, how long were you there? Like a couple days?
I think like 5 days.
5 days? Yeah. Wow.
It was so fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Does the lake get frozen during the winter or what?
You know, I could see it on one of the trails. Excuse me. I'm just getting over, like, I mean, I wasn't sick, but I had congestion, so I might need to take more lozenges. But, Anyway, so like the lake, I could see it from one of the slopes, and it looked like it didn't look like it was. I mean, I'm sure it does.
Right.
You know, obviously with those temperatures, but I mean, part of it wasn't.
Yeah.
Because I could see it kind of like rippling.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason why I'd say no.
Yeah, I don't get people that walk on frozen lakes. You know, I mean, the other day they showed on the news.
What?
Somebody, yeah, some people were like. You know, when the lake is frozen, they go up there.
Oh, well, it depends where. I mean, you can't do it at Lake Tahoe. You know how long, like, big that is?
Not Lake Tahoe, right.
But it would have to be, like, a lake that's small enough that could, like, really have thick frozen ice.
Right, and people were doing this, like, kids and stuff, and then a couple of them fell in the water.
I would never let my kids.
The ice cracked.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, why would you do that, you know?
No way.
You never know how,
how
strong it is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I remember I accidentally did that. I went skiing in, like, this place called Deep Creek Lake, which is, like, Ski Wisp near my house. Well, it's like 3 hours away. But anyway, we used to go there every year. And we were sledding out back, like not realizing. And we were like, just being totally stupid. And the lake is right there. And we were like, oh, no, we don't want to get caught on the lake. Cause literally, like, it was going. We couldn't stop the sled.
Uh-huh.
I think it was actually an inner tube. I don't remember. But I dove off. I was like,
really?
Peace out. I'm not going in the lake. I'm not falling in that water. Uh-uh.
Yeah.
I'm not. So I dove off where the rest of the crew, like, it flipped and landed on the lake. And, like, they're really lucky. Like, it didn't, you know, it didn't break right there.
Uh-huh.
But it was really weak right past it. And it was like, oh, my God.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, and the other day it was heartbreaking. On the news they showed a deer sort of like got stuck on a frozen lake.
No.
And he couldn't stand up, you know, because he was sliding. But somebody actually took a boat or something and went to save him.
That's cool.
Yeah, that was really cool, you know, but you...
Wait,
and
but
he was so exhausted from trying to stand up.
I was going
to
say, how would... Because it would just kick you.
Well, he couldn't really move or anything, you know. They just kind of loaded him on the boat.
Aww.
Yeah, I know.
How cute.
I know, and how did he get on there? He probably just walked
They're thinking,
and then slid,
oh, this is a nice meal, nice hearty meal. They're letting you on the news all think that they're saving him. Meanwhile, they're like, this is a great meal. I don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
There's no bullet hole, blood to clean out. Awesome.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, the things that happen, you know, I don't
They're like,
this.
I got me a 7-pointer.
So, yeah, so there was a lot of partying. And so New Year's Eve, were you still there in Tahoe? Were you celebrating it there?
Yeah, they have fireworks and stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, there's no fireworks here that I know of. I mean, they usually don't have fireworks on New Year's Eve.
I don't remember.
Right? Like in big places they do. But
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
like
know.
Like I remember half of them. I have no idea. I don't know. But yeah, I know. I have to say, like, I've always had really crappy New Year's Eves.
Mm.
I've always had, like, not so good birthdays and really horrible New Year's Eves. Like,
really?
For
what?
Years. I don't know. It just always happened, like, if I was with someone, then we broke up right before.
Oh.
And then I was like, well, no, what do I do? And I was all upset or whatever. Or it would be like, if I was with someone, they would just, like, not pay attention to me.
Uh-huh.
Or it was just, I don't know, it was just bad. Like, it was always bad.
Yeah.
So this time it was amazing.
Yeah. You see, the one thing, though, is that, and we stayed home, you know, because I really don't subscribe to go to places that charge you $500 for dinner.
Right.
You know? Or for parties and shit like that,
right.
You know, with people that you don't know. And it just, you know, it just irks me that they charge you so much, you
it's
know,
ridiculous.
For it.
Yeah,
and they
ridiculous.
Take advantage of it, you know. So I just figure, you know, what the hell, just stay home, or watch TV, whatever. And that's how it ends up pretty much every New Year's, you know.
Really?
Unless there's a good party or something and you go to, you know. But to pay for a party at somebody's house, that sucks, man.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know where people go.
I mean,
with
I used to.
Ideas,
well,
but.
That's not true. I've never really. I always found a way, like in. I mean, I think I've paid like maybe $200 before to like get in a place when I was younger and didn't know that I could easily not pay by doing PR for them or a trade or something.
Yeah.
It's all about trades.
Yeah, that's true, huh?
It's all about
barter
trades.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like, you know, if you bring a bunch of people that do pay, then you get, you know. You shouldn't have to pay.
Right.
If you spread the word, you know?
Yeah.
So I always, like, brought, like, a big group or a posse or whatever, and I didn't have to.
Yeah.
So.
Sounds good, yeah. Well, we went to also, when was it? Saturday, there was a comedy show with Joey was there.
Oh, yeah, I saw
Billy
that.
And Billy Bats and Sandy Stotzer. And it was so all these hosts that we have here, also Mary Kennedy was there, who's a great comedian. And, I mean, that was like standing room only.
What?
They killed these guys, I'm
really?
Telling you. Yeah, and I didn't expect to because I didn't know what to expect, you
right.
know. And it was just a great time. You know, we had a great time there, and people were rolling on the floor. That's how funny it was.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
Yeah, so I like comedy, especially when it's good, you know, because sometimes comedy just is not funny.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I totally hear you with that, because a lot of the times I go to a show and I'm like, I'm bored. Like, it has to be really funny or really, like, crude and, like, I don't know, for me to laugh. Like, I'm ridiculous. Like, I make my own humor, but if I'm going to a comedy show, I expect it to be amazing.
Yeah.
And if it's not like Bob Saget, then I'm not interested.
Really?
Yeah.
So you think he's funny?
I think he's hilarious.
Really?
Are you kidding me?
Wow.
I think he is awesome. I like Bob Saget. I like Chris Rock.
Chris Rock is hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did not like any of Dane Cook's stuff, but I liked when I saw him live.
Mm.
That was good.
Really?
I was actually shocked. I was like, I'm not going
to
like it.
Yeah, I never
He's
listened
gonna
to any of his stuff.
He's going to be annoying. And then I saw him live at Laugh Factory or Comedy or whatever it was. And I was like, oh, he's actually really good.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
So, I think there's a lot of people that still are not going to work till Monday. Back to work till Monday.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, the roads were empty this morning. There's nobody there. And some people.
Where are you talking about? Because on the road that I was at, it was definitely packed. Yeah.
Well, the mile trip that I take every morning was pretty easy. The 1 mile trip.
The 1 mile trip. I'm like, seriously right now? Seriously. Yeah.
Yeah.
So did you hear about the paparazzi that was chasing Justin Bieber?
I heard something. What happened to him?
It is so messed up. So basically, Justin Bieber, or his car, which is a Ferrari, got pulled over by the cops in L.A. And a paparazzi was following him, trying to get a picture of him getting pulled over by the cops. And basically got hit by an SUV.
Wow.
And died.
Wow.
And what's sad is I actually know who this guy is. Like, I've met him before.
Really?
Yeah. He worked for TMZ.
Mm-hmm.
He crossed the street to take photos, but he didn't listen though, because the officers told him to return to the car, and then he went back to his vehicle, and he was struck by an SUV. So I guess he's on his way back.
Right.
He did not look both ways before crossing the road, and he died.
Wow.
So, wow, there's like all these pictures on and New York Daily News and stuff, but. Yeah, crazy.
Wow, that's pretty sad stuff, man.
And it wasn't Justin Bieber who was getting pulled over either. It was another rapper that happened to be driving his car.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was he in the car?
No, he wasn't.
Oh, he wasn't in the car.
This happened in West LA, but wow, like how sad.
He lets people drive his car.
I know.
His Ferrari,
and you're a Ferrari at that.
Yeah.
it was the his best friend, or one of his best friends, rapper Little Twist.
Mm.
But actually was getting pulled over.
Wow. Can you believe the success of this guy, Bieber? You know, I mean, he looks like a 13-year-old boy, you know, and look how much he's accomplished. It's just amazing, you know, I mean, it makes you wonder sometimes, because you have like thousands and thousands of people trying to do the same thing, you know, and then suddenly you just sort of like stand out.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how it happens. I think it's more luck than anything else.
It's a lot of luck, but it's also like people you know in the industry. I mean, honestly, that's what really is. You have to, you know, be under someone's belt, basically. And, I don't know. He got lucky.
Yeah, anyway. It's a lot easier, you know, like you said, when you know someone and you go, oh, look, my son does this and this. Can you take a listen or something? Whereas if you don't know them, they're never even going to listen to your stuff.
I think Timberlake actually was helping with Bieber in the beginning. I can't remember, but I want to say it's that. Mm. But, I mean, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about Kim Kardashian is pregnant with Kanye West's baby?
Yes, I heard that.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah. You know, I never noticed, I think I'm the last guy on earth to notice this, but she's got a pretty big ass.
Oh my God. Really, Sam?
I never noticed it.
Where have you been?
Because I'm not so much into her.
Oh my God.
I don't even.
Oh my God.
I'm not, I never
noticed
this posterior for,
She's known for her ass.
I know, I've heard of that, but I didn't really know.
I don't know, 8 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
But so, you know, I mean, I don't really care about her. That's the whole point, you know. She's done nothing.
Wow.
And these are she's one of the people that get famous for doing nothing.
I know.
You know, like Paris Hilton and stuff.
She got known for her sex tape, actually.
Oh, was that before the reality show?
It was before that. That's how she got known.
Really?
Yeah. Crazy.
So how did she get known because of a sex tape? Was it with someone famous?
Yeah, she had, who was it? It was What's her name? He was a rap, like a little rapper.
Mm.
I can't remember.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, who cares?
So she likes rappers, obviously.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
She's with Kanye now, and wow.
She's with, I can't remember his name, and then whatever. Mm. Craziness. And then, I'm sorry, yeah. I just found this.
There's a lot of people pregnant, too. You know,
I know. I mean,
Jessica Simpson again. Did you see how fat she gets when she's pregnant?
I mean, and you know what's funny?
And she's so hot looking when she's like, you know, when she's not pregnant.
Well, I think she was with Jenny Craig. And Jenny Craig, she had to go and tell Jenny Craig, oh, well, oops, by the way, I'm preggo again. Like, she had like a, I don't know, couple million dollar contract with them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't think
stay thin
you're
for a
supposed
while.
To be preggo during that. Like, yeah. What? You idiot. I guess she doesn't really need the money, but
yeah.
It's not like it's...
I mean, and what is she known for? I mean, yes, she had a couple songs.
Yeah.
But still, she hadn't had any songs, any hit songs at all in years. So, you know, what is she famous for? You know, she had a reality show that was stupid, too. And, you know, nobody really cared. And that was it, you know, married to Nick Lachey, big deal. You know, but at any rate, she's, you know, she's another one of those who hasn't really accomplished a lot, but is just known for being hot, I guess.
Well, she, what do you mean? She's actually accomplished a lot, believe it or not. I mean,
why?
It has to do with her dad. Jessica Simpson?
Yeah, I mean, she had a couple songs, and that's
it. She had a couple songs, really good songs, that did really well for a while, like several albums that were out. Then she was smart enough to develop her own, because she has a huge following, develop her own. She was on Mickey Mouse Club, too. So that was another thing. And then she was a Disney kid for a long time. And then she developed her own clothing line. So she's made, which I have to say that I love her shoes. Her shoe line is a really good shoe line. Yeah, they're really popular. They're not that expensive. They're like mid-range, you know? Mm-hmm. So people can afford them. I think they're sold like, I don't know, Macy's and all that. I don't know, but I've seen them everywhere.
But sometimes they just
Nordstrom.
Put their name on it. You don't know that
No, she actually
it.
Goes in. There was a whole thing about her designing. Yeah, she was at Fashion Week. It was like her line.
Oh.
So, and I remember when this was all coming out because, you know, I have to say her dad was what, you know, controlled her and her the other kid. But yeah, I mean, they made bank on that. So they were really good at marketing.
Yeah.
Totally. I mean, she had a lot of albums.
Yeah.
And then she married Nick Lachey, who was, you know, from, what was he, Backstreet Boys?
98 Degrees.
Whatever. One of those stupid boy bands.
Yeah.
Anyway. But yeah.
Yeah.
But she was funny. I mean, I have to say, like, I mean, I know, like, I did watch the reality show. I did. It was
guilty
funny.
Pleasure, huh?
Yeah, but you know, I have to argue with some of the things she said. Like, they flew out of her mouth and they were really stupid because she meant them. But I've always wanted to know why. I didn't know Buffalo Wings are from Buffalo, New York.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Why what about Buffalo? Chicken of the Sea? Did you think that was chicken or tuna?
I knew it was tuna, but why did they call it Chicken of the Sea? Like, I mean, I get it now, but when you first say it, like, it didn't make sense. Like, I don't know. Shut up.
No,
I mean, know it's not it's chicken. Funny. Like, I'm not stupid. I know that's not. I know it's tuna.
Yeah.
But, and I get why they call it Chicken of the Sea. But I see where she was going with it. Was my point.
Right.
Though I will say that I did not know why did they call buffalo wings buffalo wings. I don't know.
Mm.
And everyone look at me like you're stupid. No, how am I gonna know Buffalo
so
New York's history?
So they originated in Buffalo.
Like. Yeah. Let me look up Buffalo New York's history just for the hell of it.
Yeah.
Like this. Like I would know that. I don't know. You know. It's like, how do I know Idaho is known for their potatoes?
Yeah.
I'm not the hoe. You the hoe.
Did you watch any of the New Year's Eve shows?
No.
Like the ball dropping and things like that? No. It was funny because I was watching Anderson Cooper and Kathy Griffith on CNN.
Mm-hmm.
And she always embarrasses the shit out of him, you know, because he's so straight. You know who he is, right? Anderson Cooper? He's on CNN. He does, like, news and he's got
he's
a show.
He's
not straight. He's gay.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So he does a show with Kathy Griffin, you know, like counting down and everything.
Okay.
And she always embarrasses the shit out of him.
Because
he's like so straight and she's like so crazy. And that's why they put him together.
Oh, you mean
you
as
know?
Like straight lace, not like as in straight as in like straight gay.
No. That's not what I meant.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, he's not straight.
Oh, no. That's not what I meant. He's like a really serious guy.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And I happened to actually see him at a, there was some kind of a gathering of journalists at Universal like a couple of years ago. And we were talking to, we were watching them talking. There was a lot of like a couple of former prime ministers there. And Anderson Cooper was there. And he's like sort of like, you know, the new generation and stuff. So I happen to like it. But at any rate, the point I was trying to make is that Kathy Griffin sort of like bent over and kissed his crotch like she was going to give him a beach.
That's funny.
And he's like, he can't handle it, man. He's just like so embarrassed. It's unbelievable.
That is funny.
Yeah. And it's funny that they keep on putting them together because I guess it's a good
coupling. Oh, I see this right here. Yeah, I found it on E! Online.
But you know what's funny is on EW.com, they're saying the headline is Kathy Griffin trying to give Anderson Cooper a BJ.
Oh.
Wow. Can you believe they actually wrote that?
Wow. that's pretty funny. Actually really funny.
So she does all kinds of things like that.
Yeah, I like her. She's a little nutty.
Yeah.
Hugh Hefner finally got married.
Yes, I was just going to bring that up.
Yeah, they got married on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, with that 26-year-old.
That's
and
crazy.
And he's 86. Oh, so it's 60-year difference.
Wow, I'm just looking at this now. This is like crazy talk.
Yeah.
I mean...
You know, I mean... I think we've talked about it so much, and everybody pretty much knows it's clear, you know, why she's with him.
Because he's going to die.
Either that, and also, you know, I mean, he's got a lifestyle. He'll make anybody famous. And maybe that's what people want, you know, money.
I just could never do that. I'm sorry. Yeah. I could never do that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, an 86-year-old.
I would rather, I mean, I get that he's going to croak soon, so she's going to be like, you know, made, and who knows, but you don't know if she signed a prenup or not. You have no idea.
Yeah.
Given she'll still get an amount anyway when he croaks.
Right.
I mean, that's obvious right then and there, but yeah. I can do it. Like, I would rather be, like, happy with somebody, you know? Like, you just,
And the thing is, even after getting divorced, I mean, from his first or second wife, I don't remember who she was, whom he had a kid with, and she's taken care of for the rest of her life.
Right.
So, you can't go wrong, I think, with being with Hef.
I just would never do it.
Yeah.
Sorry, not my cup of tea. I just never want to I never want to be divorced. I never want any of that.
Yeah.
I'd rather, you know, be complete. I'm like a hopeless romantic.
Yeah. I know. I mean, I don't understand why they have to get married, you know, but especially after she badmouthed the shit out of him in 2011.
Did she?
Yeah, she called off the wedding. They were already engaged.
Right, I know she called it off, but because she was badmouthing.
Yeah, she told him, like, she was saying things about him. Like, I don't remember, she was on Howard Stern and said that he doesn't last more than 2 minutes or something like that.
She said that?
Yeah, she actually really embarrassed him.
Wait, they actually do it?
Yeah, I guess.
I'm just grossed out. Let me hold on while I puke. Right, I'm back.
But, you know, I was reading a book by one of the former girlfriends.
Right.
And I guess, you know, they don't really have that much sex with him. You know? I mean, he's got like one girl or
not
something.
Not anymore.
And, yeah. But even though when he's got a few, you know, he'll have like one that... sort of like dotes over him and stuff, and you know.
I will say that I knew someone who lived in the house, not in the mansion, but in their guest house where a lot of the and this was like 6-7 years ago. Mm-hmm. So and she was one of my roommates, so of course she was a very interesting character herself.
Uh-huh.
There was a lot going on then.
Yeah.
You know, 7-8 years ago.
Mm. Yeah. With him, though?
Yeah.
Really?
Put it this way. All the girls caught chlamydia or something. One of those. I don't know.
Really?
It was something that you can get rid of. Whatever it is. I don't know which one.
Syphilis or gonorrhea.
Yeah. Gross. One of those. And they all got it at the same time.
Wow.
She told me. And this was like, she lived there, I guess, 2 years prior. I asked her, I was like, you got it? Mm. You're not sitting on my toilet. you're not moving in with me anymore. Get the hell out.
Wow, that's scary.
No, I'm like paranoid germ phobe. Yeah.
Yeah, but no, I mean, from what I was reading, I don't know, he's more into movies and just being surrounded by these.
They do have movie nights. They do have Sunday night dinners and movie nights. I was invited to go a couple times. I never went.
Yeah.
So, yeah, don't really care.
I guess just everybody kisses his
ass.
Okay,
so, like, on another note,
yeah.
I'm just curious. So when you go to a public bathroom, right, you don't sit on the toilet, do you? Like,
no,
you
have to... in fact, I never take a shit at a public bathroom.
What if
or even
absolutely...
somebody else's. Even a friend. I can't go in somebody else's bathroom. But your question is what?
Yeah, because I don't know what it
Do I ever sit on the toilet?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Because I don't know what, like, I don't. There's no way in hell. Right. And that's true. I don't care where I am, unless I'm at my house. Mm-hmm. Oh, at my house, I'll do it. Obviously, it's my house. I know. I clean my toilet. And select few people, mm-hmm. Friends, even good friends, I will sit on their toilets. Some I don't. Most of my friends I will not. It's called hovering.
Right.
You just hover over the toilet.
Yeah, and that's what I understand most women do.
Because you don't know.
Right.
Okay, I'm sorry. Just you don't know how many butts have sat there before and like things have touched it and if their germs. Oh my God, I can't. Oh, it's so gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. And because I just remember like going into the public restrooms. You know, at the we were at the Ritz. Going in there and there's like. I just remember, like, people, oh, God. And they're, like, you could hear them, like, oh, there's no more. I don't know how the discussion happened, but they were talking about it. Some girl in the bathroom. And I was, like, that is disgusting. You sit on the toilet? And she's, like, yeah. And I'm, like, look how packed it is. And this is New Year's Eve weekend. Uh-huh. And there's thousands of people that are sitting their very same butts on the toilet that you're sitting on.
Yeah.
And you're going to sit on that. It's cleaned.
And there's so much bacteria.
And I'm
too.
Like, it's cleaned. Maybe once a day, maybe twice. And no, they don't clean it. They just wipe up the floor. They don't clean and scrub the toilets. Maybe at midnight.
Right.
You know, that's disgusting. I don't care if it's one person. I'm not sitting after them. Right. I don't know you, and I don't know where your butt has been.
Right.
And the rest of you.
Even putting that paper on there is
not
enough. No way.
I am so weird that when I go into anyone's bathroom, anyone's, and even if it's mine and someone else was in the bathroom before me and it's my own house, I pull the first layer of toilet paper off and throw it away.
Really?
I can't do it.
Well,
I can't have toilet paper that was exposed touching me.
Right.
I know it's insane. But you don't know if you had germs on your hand and you touched it and you left it there or if it like dangled on the floor or
right.
like you had, oh God, that's just gross.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
No, or how about people that read in the bathroom and then they leave the paper or the magazine there and somebody else picks it up? I
yeah.
mean, come on, you know, these are hands that just wipe their ass, you know? I mean, what is
well, that? Given to that, you'd be sitting and reading the book and then you put it down to wipe your ass.
Well,
so you wouldn't technically. I sort of see that.
You don't know. People take
shit know.
Different ways.
Right, I don't know because I don't take shits like that. I don't. Women don't poop.
Yeah, I know. It just stays in there forever.
It does.
I know. It's
but,
so gross.
And man. Then the other thing is, too, is like I wash my hands and then I will take a paper towel or my shirt, if I don't have one, and touch the doorknob with it. Because you don't know who cleans. So when I clean my house, I clean my doorknobs and my light switches and the flusher, the actual flusher itself.
Yeah, yeah.
If I'm in a public place, like, I'm using my foot.
Yeah.
If I'm at a friend's house, no.
No.
I'm not using my hand
a piece
to flush
of,
toilet.
Yeah.
I'll use my elbow.
Paper
I'll use my elbow to flush it.
Or I'll flush it with my hand and then wash them, you know, because it's somebody's house. What are you going to do, you know?
I don't know.
I think eventually everybody's going to have automatic... Flushers, yeah.
Yeah. The only thing I have to say with that is, okay, when it automatically flushes and you're not done, you're still, like, peeing or whatever,
yeah.
and it splashes on you,
that
oh,
sucks,
my God. Yeah. Can I just tell you what? I go crazy. It's like, oh, my God, get out the antibacterial right now. I'm sanitizing my leg and my whole body. Right. Like, everything.
So it goes off while you're sitting there?
Oh, my God. I'm just like, this. I can't do it. I can't. Oh. I mean, I'm just disgusting.
Yeah.
Like public toilet, and that's actually where the they did a whole study. It was like 2020 or something, like years ago, where they were studying where you pick up the most germs. And you know, one of them was women's purses, the bottom of women's purses.
Oh, really?
Because we leave our purses. It's true.
That's
we do.
True.
We put them on the floor of the bathroom.
Right.
I don't. I hang mine up on the hooks that are in the bathroom.
Right.
And if there isn't, then I shove it between the door of the stall so it kind of dangles.
Yeah.
Or I'll hold it in one hand. Like, there's no way my purse is going on that floor of the bathroom. Disgusting.
Yeah. No, not on the floor, man. That's gross, you know.
But I mean, like, think about it. I mean, I do put it on the floor at restaurants. Like,
right.
I do that. But I think how many feet I've walked on it and who knows what else, you know?
Yeah.
Like, bacteria.
I know. They say there's a lot of bacteria when you actually flush the toilet. So they say, like, to close the cover when you flush it.
Right, because of the stuff that flies up and smacks you. What I'm saying is the automatic flushers, that's what it's doing. It's landing on you.
Yeah.
Oh! Oh, my God.
Disgusting.
Oh, my God. I came home yesterday, and And I'm very particular about my things. Like, I just don't like them being touched.
Right.
And, and like, apparently my roommate was using my bathroom to shave.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Here's the thing. You know that
It left tracks behind.
Oh, it's disgusting.
So you would find out.
Oh, yeah. It's gross. Not only that, didn't clean it up. Like, you didn't clean it up, but, like, it was just hair all in the sink.
Wow.
Now, here's the thing. There are two sinks in my bathroom.
Uh-huh.
One is mine, and one is my other roommate's, a dude. Now, you know, living with me for the past year, that I am finicky, and I don't like anything on my stuff that's yours.
Right.
On my stuff. Like, if it's dirty, I don't want it on my, like, on my side, you know? If it's my own, like, dirtiness, then it's fine, you know?
Yeah.
But if I don't, if I'm with you, like, that's fine. But if you're just, like, a roommate or a friend or whatever, that is disgusting. That's not happening. No. Yeah. No, no, no. So he used my sink versus it's just, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, now I gotta go get Drano. I'm just, it's disgusting.
Yeah, how can you not clean up after yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I get his excuse was there was no mirror in his bathroom. But here's the thing. I thought I was crazy because this happened, like, a couple weeks ago.
Right.
I was after, like, my party and everything. And I was like, well, maybe, like, I don't know, maybe someone shaved
someone
in here.
Shaved during
I don't
the
know.
Party.
But it was weird because it was the night, like, and I remember it's because we went away, we went to the Queen Mary. Mm-hmm. So it was when I got back from the Queen Mary. Now I remember what night, before I can remember. But now I know what it was, and I actually thought, did someone sleep in my room? Because there are people, like, you know, maybe someone slept in my room the next night. I don't know, they had friends over. And, like, normally people sleep in my other roommate's room.
Mm-hmm.
I locked his door. So I was thinking, like, I don't know. Anyway, now I know what it is, the culprit. But I actually was, like, weirded out a couple weeks ago because I was like, someone slept in my room. And I changed all my sheets thinking someone was in my bed.
Right.
Changed all the sheets, like, washed everything. Like, I was, like, frantic.
Yeah.
Like, I did it anyway because I was cleaning because after the party. But I just don't like people sleeping in my bed that I don't know. Like, that.
We're touching your stuff completely.
I am not cool with that. No,
right.
I'm not cool with it.
Yeah, everybody should have their own space, you know, especially when you have roommates and stuff. It's very important.
The thing is, I know how finicky I am. Like, I don't even like anyone on my couch. I know. Now I don't care because the cushions are different. But I'm like, you can't sleep on my pillows.
Yeah.
I'm like, because there's slobber, like, blobs all out. And I'm like, no, you need to put cases on everything. I don't want your slobber on my nice pillows. Which now my pillows are ruined because I've lived there for a year.
Yeah.
And they don't care. So I'm like, whatever.
Wow.
It's pointless.
Yeah. Well, what can I tell you? You know, I mean, the thing is it's a price of being with roommates, I guess.
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
What are you going to do? But you got to establish the rules in advance, you know.
Well, now I'm just debating. I might just be moving. I know.
You might end up with someone worse. You never know.
No, I would not. I would live alone.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't
maybe
know.
It's time, yeah.
Well, everyone's moving out. Yeah. I think that's a whole other thing.
Oh,
so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe it's time for you to live on your own. Who knows?
Maybe it is again.
Yeah.
The boredom.
Yeah, but you like living with roommates, right? I mean, there's
what
action
the
all the time.
True. Like, even when I had my own place and I was by myself all the time, I wasn't by myself. People were, like, stopping by all the time.
Right.
You know, my closest friends had keys to my place. It was like, you know, I like people there. I like being able to watch a movie with whatever. Not that we do that. That's the thing. Now that I live with a bunch of people, we never do anything together. Except go to a bar, maybe.
Yeah.
Or have a party.
Right.
You know? But there's no, yeah.
But at least there's people in the house. You're not, like,
scared.
You don't feel alone and stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Huh?
I think I'm good now. I think I'm over my fear.
Yeah.
Of the stalker in the closet.
Yeah. Just keep your gun handy.
Yeah. Andy got her gun.
Yeah. And finally, did you hear that the son of the LA Clippers owner was found dead?
Where? Why?
In Malibu. Apparent drug overdose.
I know where their house is.
32 years old. Really?
Yeah.
The owner of the Clippers? You know where his house is?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, because I used to work for LG, model for LG, and their house is right next door.
Oh, really? Wow. What a coincidence.
I know. Anyway.
Yeah, 32 years old, man. How sad.
What kind of drugs?
They're not saying. I mean, it's just they're saying it's an apparent drug overdose, so they don't really know. I mean, it's maybe too soon to figure
it
out.
Wow. How sad.
Yeah, I know. People get, like, so fucked up and stuff, you know, and you have a great life and everything, but that's the thing. You don't know the demons in people's minds, you know. You don't know what's going on. Restless souls, all kinds. You know, you never know what's going on, man.
That's crazy talk.
Yeah.
Sad.
All right. Well, that's it for the first day of the year. And we've got just 364 more.
Just 364.
To go. And I'm already having holiday withdrawals, actually. You know,
Oh.
Yeah, because, you know, when it builds up to it and stuff, it's such a great feeling, you know, and
so
then it's all over all at once.
It's only over when the fat lady sings, and there ain't no fat lady singing.
All right. Thanks, Brigetta. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an L.A. talk radio production where we say what we want.